Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, there are rock stars when it comes to this comedy thing. At this point, you guys know how to make people laugh. Like, you've got the model waxed. Like, you know, if you stand up in front of people, you're going to have go-to jokes. At this point, we know Eugene and we know Skumba that you know how to make people laugh, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I take chances.
No, come on.
You know, I've never done a radio interview with Eugene. I've never been with Eugene in the same space and doing an interview.
Really?
I like it, Joe.
What are you worried about? And what are you excited about having Eugene in the room?
He's the guy that introduced me to comedy.
Really?
Opened doors for me.
Everybody says that this guy opens doors.
Yeah, he's that guy.
I'm the butler.
But it just opens the door and it's up to you whether you want to go in and have fun or go out.
And then if you come out crying, does he console you?
Never.
Never.
There was a day we were doing a show in Pretoria. Ngobo's jokes decided not to work.
Yeah.
It was very funny to Eugene that this guy left home and his jokes were like, secret, go ahead, Wena, kill yourself. Tina, we're not going to work today. I'll never forget that.
I'm glad I heard the story now before I had my funeral.
Do you remember your first impression of Skumba, Eugene? What was it? Because you know they say first impressions last a lifetime. What was the first impression? And is he the same as what you thought when you first met him?
He hasn't changed at all. I think the one thing that made an impression, because it was a club called Bambata, ne?
Yeah.
In Centurion. And it was him and Tolesmo.
Jeez, you two together must be a situation.
I think the one thing that made them stand out the most was the fact that they wanted to do it so badly. And for me, there was never a big enough reason to put someone on besides the mere fact that they want to do it so badly. Because that was a place where people came to die. That was a club where you're not allowed to just come back and do the same thing over and over again. And myself and Kidibone were running the club and I was emceeing all the time. And obviously for a small crowd of like 9 or 8 at a time, when we built up the club, you could not repeat the same thing before they got bored, because you could just see them there in their eyes that they're bored. But to see a guy who wanted to do it so badly and he was willing to take advice, for me, that was cool. I was like, he wants to listen, he wants to perform. You need two things, listening and performing. And he
very emotional, all of this. It's like a
reunion.
It's emotional.
This is my guy, Joe.
This is the guy. Yeah. Is he the one that you would phone if you were arrested or something?
No, Eugene doesn't pick up anyone's call. Listen, Joe. Listen.
Really?
Eugene will tweet and say, today I'm doing two of my favorite things. I'm lying on my couch and not answering calls.
Yeah.
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the phone much. Even the phone has ruined people's
yet
lives.
You're charging it right now because you can't go without it, so.
No, I can go without it, but then I don't like taking calls. I think calls are very personal. You know what? Calls are almost like if I answer a call, I felt like I've invited a hologram of you where I am. So if I'm in bed and I say hello, then in hell. Hello.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do that, right? So I'm very selective. So if I'm not in the car, I rarely take calls. And this is a conversation we had with my agent the other day. She was like, but you never answer calls, Eugene. And I was like, sorry, Lynn, but sometimes
she needs to drive to your house.
No.
We want to see people in person.
No, we have time. If I'm driving, okay. So I have times when I'm driving. If I'm driving between this time and I can talk on the phone for as long as you want, but I can't do it at home. I can't talk while I'm making toast.
Do you think he's complex, Skumba? Does this sound like a complex person?
I feel like he's. Eugene lives in his own world.
Yeah, which is cool.
Which is like, it's Eugene's rules or no rules. That's just that.
And you just have to play by it.
Yeah. No, not really. Look at the missed calls for the day.
Oh, jeez.
Don't answer these things.
These are all red here. But these are all unknown numbers except for Norman and no caller ID.
But then the other ones?
This is today. This is ridiculous. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And by the way, these people phone multiple times. Like 3 times each. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight times three, because they all phone 3 times. 24
this
times.
This is what it said to you.
But the ones that are black are the ones
that are
answered.
Should we phone one of them now?
No way. I would set a bad precedent.
Who do you think these people are?
Call. I don't know.
Who have you called now that I have your phone? Let's
I
have
think
a look
there's basically
here.
10 people that have this number.
You phoned the gate. Who's the gate?
Oh, the gate is in my estate.
Oh, to get it out.
No, someone called to come in.
Okay. There you go. I'll give you your phone back there.
Yeah. So basically, I think that's what people have made their phones a part of their life. You invite people and their vibes into your life. And I find it weird that people do that so easily. You could be playing with your child, then someone can deliver bad news at an instant without solicitation. You have no right to. So unless you've given permission by answering.
Can you imagine you making toast and then you'd be the child in your head?
Yeah. Yeah, then someone says, like, sorry.
Oh, I'm Chanel. Yeah, like they died. There was an accident. Toast gone.
Child unhappy.
So this is all strategic. But now what if somebody texts you the bad news?
Then I'll take it. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Different.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's where my phone etiquette is. So don't worry anymore.
Okay.
I'm alive.
That's all right. So when you do you answer your phone, Skumba?
Every time.
He looks is like it? He lives on his phone, this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not at the level where Eugene is.
No, you know what?
I'm still climbing my way up there, Joe. I need to answer this thing. But not know who's calling.
What's the most interesting call that you've ever received?
Yeah, it was on Friday. Did jokes about the president on KFM, and Saturday I got a call that I must come. It's his birthday in Gandla. I must come do a show there.
Really?
I said no.
Wait, hang on. You were making jokes about the president, and you get a call that he wants you to come play at his place.
Yeah, I'm like.
So why did you say no?
Why did you say no?
Hey.
Also, what was the rate?
It just felt like it. Yeah.
The rate.
That's a normal rate. No, that's a normal rate.
But you asked about the rate.
No, I did ask how much is this thing?
Okay.
Then I said, don't worry, will I just be here? That's when I realized this thing is like a trap, eh?
It's squared. When you said just be here.
So how does that call happen? Does someone say, hi, I'm calling from the president's office?
No, it's one of those people were organizing the party for the president.
And you said no.
Yeah, I turned it down.
Eugene, would you have said yes to that gig?
I don't do political events.
Okay.
I've made it clear to my agent. I don't do party political events. I don't do government events. I think because I disagree with so many things that are being done to people or civil servants with their tax money, I can't be part of it. So I personally took that stance, and I don't partake. I really don't feel like it. I feel like it's not right.
But you know, you're missing out on really cool gear. I mean, those jackets.
Free t-shirts.
There's very
those
cool
members only jackets.
No. Those are very cool jackets.
I've got Mall of Africa. I'm fine.
Yes, by the way, before any of this, and we're going to speak about some really amazing work that these two guys are involved in a second with Comedy Central.
Yeah.
But before this, we were having a very in-depth conversation, or the two of you were, around malls. Mm. And Eugene, you were saying that you love Mall of Africa because no one recognizes you. Skumba, you were saying that there's...
I've never been there. Yeesh. I've never been... Listen, Joe, I stay one off-ramp away from Mall of Africa. One off-ramp. I always pass. I've never been there. I don't even know where's entrance.
You know what I feel like when I tell Skumba about Mall of Africa? I feel like... telling someone who's never had Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Like when I explain the delicious creaminess and the variety in flavor.
But it's just a mall, Eugene. I've been there.
So Haagen-Dazs is just ice cream?
It's cool. I mean, they have a Haagen-Dazs there. So, I mean, you could be very literal about this.
But someone came and gave you a scoop of a Napolitana from Ola or Danish chocolate from Haagen-Dazs.
No, you would go Haagen-Dazs.
Any day, my man. And that's what the
experience. But now... You're a little extreme because you said you like to literally just go there and walk around.
Yes.
And then probably look at your phone as people are trying to phone you.
Yes. I've got the lowest ringing ringtone ever and my phone doesn't vibrate. So good luck.
So what do you walk around doing? Just watching people?
I like looking at the shop assistants. They look so trapped in there.
They
look like that door is there to guard them from going out, not to help me come in. Because I just always stand there and I see their eyes like kids wanting to be adopted.
Because they know their target for the day. Producer Kat, you were a shop assistant. Is this a fair description that Eugene is making? Did it feel like you were in a cage when you used to go work at the shop?
When we're giving you those eyes, it means please come in. We need to make target today.
Yes.
Otherwise, and you won't get bonus feeling. End of the year.
Is there no pluses to working in retail? Don't you get a staff discount?
Not even one, nothing.
There is a plus. I worked in retail for long.
What?
And worst of all, I worked at a store because I've worked basically in all the stores in the mall. But my favorite was when I was working at No Fear, which was an extreme sports shop, but basically for motocross. And
you had a gig as working in an extreme sport motocross shop. Didn't you have to learn a lot about like...
I already loved motorbikes. Okay, cool, I couldn't afford them then, but then I already loved them a lot. And there was a friend of mine called Yaku. We worked there together and I loved it. And I found it so weird that white guys would come and try and buy motocross gear from me. But then when I explained to them what the gear is, they would go ask someone else, is it true? Is this going to work for what I want? But not with that accent, obviously. Is this going to work for what I want? But I'm like, I just told you. So they never believed me. And I loved looking at pit bikes. I loved looking at helmets, Troy Lee designs. And I loved Travis Pastrana. I was just obsessed about motocross and motorcycles. And they never just believed that
so
I could.
So you enjoyed that shop? You weren't looking? Yeah. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I just loved living in that shop. It was my favorite thing.
And you got a staff discount.
And the nice thing is you meet girls working at retail, which, Kat, I didn't think it was a benefit for you.
No, Producer Kat used to have a crush on the guys from, where is it you told me once, from Hilton Wiener. Because they used to be like two shops away.
Oh, yeah.
She said the guys at Aka Joe used to be really good looking.
Yeah, it was urban.
Urban, yes.
Yeah. Guys at Aka Joe never took life seriously. That's why the shop closed down. They were not serious about life.
What's been your most interesting job, Skumba?
Working for the SAPS.
Oh, wow.
For 10 years.
You worked for the SAPS for 10 years. What did you do for them?
Killing people at Marikana. Oh, sorry.
Too soon.
Can
By the way, in a
that?
Second, they're going to tell you about Skumba. Their... They're going
to
tell you about
You're
their
trying to forget about that. Sorry, it's 4 years now, but sorry.
Yeah, I worked at SAPS as in the human resource management.
Human delete people.
And I worked as a senior personnel officer then.
You were never in a copy.
I don't have guns. I only use pens and computers.
So you used to hire and fire?
Yes.
Did you? Did you take bribes?
No.
Yeah, you had to think about that one.
No, I was thinking.
That copy was.
I was thinking, I know someone that took bribes. So I was like. It's like that day when he bought lunch. Was it a bribe?
A bribe lunch.
Or what? But yeah. Yeah. I worked there for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of perks do you get as a member of the SAPS?
Bribes.
Not you get your monthly salary.
And that's
5.
It. You don't get like special access to things. Or?
No.
You bring your own pen.
Joe, you have a special access at Payseat. I tell you now. When you go to Payseat and you produce your Unstelleg, which is your card that says you get 2 rand off a pain. The pay is 11 rand.
But why don't we ever hear about these stories in comedy?
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah,
I've never spoke about my life in the SAPS. Yeah, look, you're right.
What do you talk about in comedy, Kant?
My life. But
this is not part of your life.
The pie.
The police, Unstelleg card.
I will on my next special. I will.
Oh,
it's 10 years of your life. You would think you'd have something to say about it.
Yes,
I've got a whole lot to say about it.
Say it then.
Why did you leave? What was the trigger without being?
No pun.
That's when I got to shoot a sitcom. Because I was supposed.
I thought
to
you were gonna say shoot a prisoner. I was ready for controversy.
Did you go to prison?
No, I've never been to prison.
Okay. Just they really stuck you in a corner there and you just had to handle
HR. No, it's
HR.
Not a corner. It's like, what's wrong with you guys? It's not a corner. It's work, Joe. You go, yeah, then at 8, you leave quarter to 4.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Monday to Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know it was that long.
That's crazy.
It
was that long. Did you ever feel like you were missing out on the action? Like when people would come back and say,
there was no action in Timbers. I'm the action, dude.
So did you need a firearm license to operate the staple gun?
Producer Kat, can you believe the Skumba was 10 years in the SAPS?
Yeah, I think I saw him once.
Where?
I don't know. Maybe he pulled me over. Maybe
no, but he was in HR.
To give you a thing.
I was wearing a tie, a shirt, shoes, slacks.
But here's my thing. Why have I never heard about it in common? In all these years I've known you, I've never heard about your past life as a clerk.
No.
You and Gwede have a lot in common. You were both secretary generals. But he's a general. You were just a secretary.
I was a senior personnel officer.
Yeah, boy, nah.
It's impressive. But
I've never heard about this. Thanks.
Maybe you can't speak about it. Didn't you have to sign some sort of thing saying
no,
I'm the police?
The only thing I signed was to tell him that I'm doing stand-up comedy. So, because you need to declare. Yeah.
Oh, you got to declare what your earnings are.
Yeah, so I told him that I'm...
Oh, yeah,
I'm
for an audit. Yeah.
Is there a lot of... Do you think there's a lot of people in the SAPS that declare stand-up comedy as part of their...
No, I'm the only one.
The only one.
But people don't declare. There's taxi owners...
Peggy Teller did declare.
But
that he was a comedian?
Yeah, some are taxi owners.
Really?
Yeah, some they buy houses and then they rent them out.
Could you get like files? Like if I phoned you and I said, could you pull up a file?
Docket.
On,
they don't call it file, Ari.
Or a docket on Joe Soap. Would you be able to like log onto the system and like delete a crime or add a crime?
This
or
the thing that, like
change a
Yeah, tell us.
No, there's if there's a docket, a black and white docket.
Yes, and then the print one.
Yeah, and the same thing on the print one is on the computer.
Oh. Yes.
And then on the computer, there's one that works, there's people that works in the provincial, like Boma province there.
Oh.
So they also have the same docket. So it's three. So even if you delete it here.
There's all stories losing the docket.
Still there.
There's
all stories.
It's all stories. It's yeah. all people don't have that information that if they lose a target, they can always go and say the system that there's this yeah. is a duplicate of what is there, and there's another duplicate for what is in the province.
Original.
Yes. That's fascinating. That's very interesting.
But why didn't we ever hear about these things? The day you shot yourself with a stapler, the day your big pen ran out of ink.
Nah.
Why don't we ever hear about these stories? Can't you watch part of comedy?
I do something else. I talk about my family most of the time.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that give me jokes. I don't find anything funny in what I was doing.
But I know that cops are very famous for committing suicide and
yes.
murdering their families. You know that, right? They have the highest rate of...
Really?
Of, yeah.
So you are hiring a lot of people.
No. He one day walked in his house with a staple gun. And his wife knew it was over for all of them. Because he basically stapled all the jerseys. He stapled the necks. Then they couldn't wear their jerseys tomorrow morning because then they were freezing in the house. I was like, ah, Mboni. At meaning and they saw. At meaning.
Yeah,
this is very interesting. The last thing I thought today when you walked in was that we were going to speak about your 10 years.
Yeah,
like,
what do you mean?
Like,
then he was standing there naked with his boxer shorts on with a staple gun. He said, yeah, my tuna didang. I'm too stressed. My paper cards. My thumb is not working because of these pens, man.
Your dumb ass.
Then the wife was like, my hands are dang. My hands is kumbuzo. My tuna dang. So tuna, he staple gun lento le. Okay, ufuna kati glue gun ye.
Wow.
I fool you.
Kati ne baby gun yana ye. Ufuna nife.
This is why you don't endorse government.
Because now you understand why. You stay away from these things. Eh?
Okay, wow. By the way, with all of this in mind...
If you don't want it, fine. Give me your job description. I'll do it.
This is your mentor. You have to do it now. You have
the
to
day you almost committed suicide with a glue gun.
Tell me about...
Glue your mouth! Then your wife was shouting, glue your mouth!
These two.
Wow. Let's talk about you being a petrol attendant.
No, oh. I was a parking attendant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He knows the story.
Yeah, I know the story.
No, I'm an open book. Where not on the other hand. I want to know my stapler. The stapler gun is empty. Don't push me.
So you guys don't have headlines or spots?
No, nothing to go to. We do have to speak about the...
gun?
The
oh.
Well, I don't think...
Stapler.
Well, I don't think we can take a stapler. Or a glue gun to this event that you guys are doing. You're doing a benefit.
Yes.
What's happening here? This is important.
Basically, this is a... It was started by...
That was a very good shift of gear there, Eugene.
That's how I made it so far in life.
Yeah, nice.
We're talking about serious things now.
Yes.
Giving back or caring.
This is the news. Yeah.
It's actually an initiative that your boss subscribes to quite a lot.
Yes.
I know he doesn't like the word boss. Mara is in charge, Moose. Because the statement from electricity comes to him.
Bro, I don't know. It touches our new boss.
Yeah.
We got a new boss.
Yeah.
29th of August, the horns are coming. Do you want to come be a horn player? We're putting it in the classifieds.
So it's an initiative called Orange Babies, which supports women and children that are affected by HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
And it's a great benefit. And I'm lucky to be part of it this year alongside Mo Magic. Skumba is going to be there. The Goliath crew is going to be there.
Joy Razdin,
the sound man is going to be there. And the lighting guy is going to be there. And it's going to be great fun. So basically, it's just raising funds and waiving all our fees. And everyone who's there is just doing it from the bottom of their hearts, supporting this great initiative supported by Comedy Central. Yeah.
It says here you can win Trevor Noah's gray silk tie from his first episode of The Daily Show. That's
Who wrote this?
This is what it says here. It says you can also win. Four nights accommodation for two people at Skumba's house?
Never. I will staple them. I'm a staple.
It says you can win a custom-made Eugene Kosa dress. Was that Marianne Fassler?
What we know is that we are taking care of babies here.
Yes.
Orange babies.
Yeah.
What would happen if someone came to your house, two people, for a night?
No, I'd never allow it.
Never?
But, no, right, Eugene, right now, Joe, I stay. They call me like Eugene. I press 9 and I open the gate. Hmm?
It's very fanciful, yes, now. Yeah.
Right now, no one will come to.
This is like Producer Cat also lives in one of these estates where you have to give a DNA sample.
Oh, Kailami.
Yeah, it's Kailami.
You have to do a urine test before you can go in.
No, brother, it's called a fingerprint.
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
wow. I hate those places. What if
one day your fingers, like you had acid growing up and your finger, your systems are not working?
You can also have a card. They make a card.
Yeah, Producer Cat lives in those.
But you have no fingers, so you can't.
Guys, if you want to live like me, come to Kailami Estates. There's plenty of space.
Yeah, Kailami. It's gonna be very noisy soon there again.
Why?
Angithi the racetrack is opening.
It's open.
It's gonna be very noisy.
The whole day, but you can go walk around Mall of Africa.
Yeah, I'll walk around Mall of Africa with Eugene.
Yeah.
You must just any come day. And fetch
you know, you're welcome. We go there by Cinnabon first, go up the escalators.
He's got a plan.
Come out there by Adidas. I'm there, I mean, every day. Catch me at a mall near you.
And at this event. This is very, very cool. And we've spoken about it now. Tickets for the Comedy Central Cares are open at Ticket Pro from the 8th of August. Yes. They're 500 Rand. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you could win a night at Skumba, which would be fantastic.
And it's for a great cause. I think when the joy of laughter is something that needs to be shared. And I think if you can spend a little bit more to make someone else's life easier, I don't think there's a better reason than this. And I think people should come out and support it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Let's land this plane. And I'm going to let the two of you land this plane. I want to know, because you know we've got Touch Central starting on the 29th of August. Yeah. So, you know, there could be a million and one different show. You never know what's going to happen. So what we're going to do now is 5 minutes of what a show with Skumba and Eugene would sound like.
It sounds like this.
But I'm not going to speak, so it's just going to be the two of you. So I'm going to pretend we just finished the news.
Skumba's the one that does radio.
Welcome back to, but the two of you as a duo. Because you know there's all these duos in radio. So what would the two of you sound like as a duo?
I play well with others.
But let's... Oh,
even in bed.
Let's start your show and see how it goes.
You know what I don't understand about people that are co-hosting? Is when they greet each other on air.
Yes. Yeah, that's
like, hey, how are you doing? I'm great. It sounds stupid, Joe. Like, it's the dumbest thing ever. Like
you guys, where do you get that radio training? What happens?
Yeah, like you guys are in that room. Ne? Hey, yeah, what are we talking about? Okay, this is the script for today. And you open the mic. Hello.
Yeah, you've seen the person a million times. Yeah,
like and you say bye bye on air. Like you guys after the show, someone
and the callers greet all the time. How are you? How are you? How are you? You don't have callers here.
So if we do a show, it will be on Touch Central. It will be like 36 minutes after the hour of 4. It's a Tuesday.
No, hang on. We have to start it properly.
No, I've started already.
No, hang on. You can't just start. This is it's got to be very professional here.
I like that it has to be professional.
Two touch is coming. I'm better. You can check that corner. Already there's a mbopo.
Shit, we've lost the horn already. I don't even know where we put the
horn.
You
have a loud hailer, so you can use
okay,
it.
Okay. Producer Cat, do you want to do the horn for us? How would the horn sound?
Ish, you lost it.
Yeah, I lost the horn.
No, they didn't lose it. Touch took it.
Anyone's here today?
Okay, and now back to the Skumba and Eugene Khoza show.
Welcome to Touch Central. Our boss is not here at the moment. He's somewhere in USA. It's 6 after the hour of 4 Tuesday. Yes, the 16th, Happy Women's Month. What did you do for your woman, Eugene, this month? Hello, by the way.
Oh, what? But you saw me 5 hours ago. We came together.
Same transport.
What did I do for my woman this Women's Day?
Women's Month.
I didn't hurt her. Because women get hurt every day.
So yeah, just trying to get away from
hurting. My mother used to say, sometimes to be the solution, you must not be the problem.
That was Eugene Khoza. And then we're going to go straight to Ricky Rick Silkotin.
Beautiful. Producer Cat, you think they got a chance? Should we send that to Touch? See what he says?
I'm definitely sending that to Touch. That's they beautiful. Need to come pitch for a show.
It's amazing.
They must take your slot.
What time is Touch's show going to be, actually? That hasn't been discussed yet.
3 to 6. No, we do.
3 to 7.
3 to 7. 3 to 7. Sorry, bro.
3 to 7 in the afternoon. So it's going to be drive again.
Yeah.
That's
Touch
it.
Is a great guy. Hey, what happens to you then?
No, we're two stations now, bro.
Oh,
yes,
where's the other
Touch
one?
Touch Central and a Cliff Central.
Where's the other one?
Touch Central is coming, bro. We're still building it. Okay, Don't be so spicy here, Eugene.
But I'm gonna listen to you. I'm gonna be here with you.
We've retained some of the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap this up. How do we keep up with the two of you all day? I feel like everybody knows at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, catch us again upon it. Colette and Colette Club. And Rosepen 25 and August 25 August.
Yeah, and there's one comic that I'm looking forward to seeing. Her name is Isabel and Rosie. She has a puppet. She's a ventriloquist.
Super.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing her. So don't forget to come out there and come and support.
And the Snooze from the Jason, this Donovan as the host, this Joy Razdin, legendary man Eugene Koza, and myself. Awesome. We're gonna have fun that day.
Yeah.
And yeah, we thank you very much to Comedy Central for the invite. It means you guys take us serious.
Yeah, and absolutely. It's a I think bottom line is gonna be a club. So it's not a corporate. It's a club. So come there if you wanna have fun. And please donate from the bottom of your heart.
Sure.
I'll be making a donation as well. So.
Fantastic.
Let's do this.
That there is Eugene Koza, and formerly from the SAPS Skumba. Thank you very much for stopping by.
I was going to staple you. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.